Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 970 for Saturday, October 12th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views edition, and it is for the week of Essen. And the end result of that has been that we have a very competitive, high-performing set of games. Let's get into it down at number 20. Down three spots from last week, Tea Garden by Tomasz Holek, published by Albi, with 17,099 views. That is a gain of 1,575, or 10% from last week, and is 2,200 more than last week's number 20. Down three spots. Entering at number 19, Men Nefer by Hermann P. Mian, published by Ludonova, with 17,357, about 250 more than Tea Garden and about triple what it had last week. Managing to inch up one more spot to number 18, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,598, also about 250 more than Men Nefer, a gain of 18%, only up one position. We actually only have, three games that have lost views from last week. Dropping 3 to 17, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 19,507. That's close to 2,000 more than Spirit Island. It is a 10% gain, but as with Tea Garden, that 10% is only good enough for going down three positions. This is an example of the rising tide lifting all ships, because why else would Terraforming Mars have a gain of nearly 2,000 views from last week? Down 3 to 16, Shackleton Base by Fabio Lopiano and Nestore Mangone, published by Sorry We Are French, with 20,354, about 850 more than Terraforming Mars, a gain of 6%. But again, still a three-position drop. And the third game in a row with a three-position drop, after 2 weeks at number 12 down to 15, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 20,950. That's about 600 more than Shackleton Base, a gain of 8%. But you're hearing the recurring theme here. Number 15 is the lowest position that Ark Nova has seen since the first week of December 2021, almost 3 years ago. That week it was not even in the top 30. After vaulting from number 36 all the way up to number 1 last week, tumbling down to number 14, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 21,666, about 700 more than Ark Nova, a decline of 60%. And it is the 89th time that a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time just last week, when that happened to Revenant. Similarly, sort of, after popping into the top 10 for 1 week, it went from number 20 to number 10, now down to 13, Daitoshi by Danny Garcia, published by DeVere, with 24,297. 2,600 more than Speakeasy, a 19% gain, and yet it drops three positions. So as competitive as the lower reaches of the top 20 are being, the top 10 itself is even more so. Jumping from 29 to 12, Black Forest by Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lorenz, published by Capstone Games, with 25,717, about 1,400 more than Daitoshi, and almost exactly double what it had last week. Meanwhile, jumping from number 40 all the way up to number 11, Galileo Galilei by Tomasz Holek, published by Pink Troubadour, with 27,935, 2,200 more than Black Forest, and 2.5 times what it had last week. Well, despite all the competition, despite it being Essen week, There are only 3 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 10 to 13, Daitoshi, from 1 to 14, Speakeasy, and from 4 out of the top 100, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Trick-Taking Game. Number 10. Babylon, by Olivier Gregoire, published by Geek Attitude Games, with 29,218, about 1,300 more than Galileo, this is a debut. The setting is building the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. It involves drafting and tile placement and is notable for having 3D components. The mark for 29,218, that's almost 9,000 more than last week's number 10. It is the most views for a number 10 we have seen since January 6th of 2018, close to 7 years ago. That week, Fallout had 31,433. It is the fourth most, actually, views for a number 10 ever. So here's where you have that rising tide when you have so many people, so many page views. It's bringing everything up. Number 9, Saltfjord, by Christian A. Ostby and Eilif Svensson, published by Aporta Games, with 30,740, 1,500 more than Babylon, and close to triple what it had last week. It had about 10,000 views last week. It returns for the first time in 4 weeks and charts for the third time. But note, that's the number 9 game with more than 30,000 views. Number 8, Endeavor, Deep Sea, by Carl DeVisser and Jarrett Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild, with 33,339, 2,600 more than Saltfjord, a decline of 25%, and so it tumbles down 5 positions from where it was last week to where it was 2 weeks ago at number 8. Number 7, Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 34,657, 1,300 more than Endeavor, but a 23% decline, so it also falls down 5 positions from last week, and in fact from the last 2 weeks. It was number 2, now number 7. So those marks of between 30 and 34,000 for these 3 games from positions 7 through 9 is better than any game that we have seen over the last couple of years in those positions. They actually rank as the 6th best performances for each of those positions. So we are in heady territory here, but only going to get headier. Number 6, Unconscious Mind, by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Laskes, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 42,543. That's close to 8,000 more than Andromeda's Edge, a gain of 59%, and yet it only is able to climb 2 positions from number 8 to number 6. However, that mark of views is the 2nd most views for a number 6 game ever, coming in runner-up only to Clans of Caledonia back in November of 2017. It had about 2,600 more than that. Number 5, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 45,689, 3,100 more than Unconscious Mind, a gain of 36%, which is enough to keep it in position. It holds steady at number 5, but has the 3rd most views for a number 5 ever, going back to the most since that same week in November 8th of 2017, when Azul was holding down the number 5 spot with just about 500 views more than Arcs has this week. Number 4, Civolution, by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 47,457, about 1,800 more than ARX and half again as much as it had last week, a 50% gain. And yet, as was true with Unconscious Mind, that's only good enough for a 2-position climb as it goes from 6 to 4. However, that mark is the 3rd most views for a number 4 ever, and the most since January 6th of 2018. That was the same week that we had the most views for a number 10. The last time we had the highest views for a number 10, that was the week that Gloomhaven set its number 1 of all time mark. Number 3, Compile, by Michael Yang, published by Greater Than Games with 51,762, 4,300 more than Sivvolution. This is our highest new entry, a debut. The subtitle of it is Main 1, the numeral 1, but that just means it's the base set. I don't think there's any reason to include that in the title. The setting is 2 players are competing learning AI, AIs that are learning. It's an area majority card game. That's the most views for a number 3 since, well, only going back to March of 2023, just a year and a half ago. Frosthaven had close to 58,000, so about 6,000 more than what Compile has here. So while we had exceptional performances for position 7 through 9, extremely exceptional performances for positions 4 through 6, now we're just into the very good performances for the top 3. Number 2, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition. This is the 3rd game from Tomasz, or from the 3rd different company, with 62,072 views, 10,000 more than Compile, more than double what it had last week, actually a gain of 134%, and it vaults from number 9 all the way up 7 positions into the runner-up spot. Number 1, The Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production with 79,358, 17,000 clear of SETI, a gain of 176% from last week. That's closing in on triple what it performed last week. It was number 7, 2 weeks ago number 21, last week jumped up to number 7, this week all the way to the top, as it hits the top for the 2nd time. That mark of 79,000 plus is also good enough for number 50 on the most views of all time list. Well, this very exciting Essen week has been for Saturday, October 12th, 2024.